Thank you. Very good afternoon to you all. Please turn to Genesis chapter 25. And then if you could stick your thumb into Hebrews chapter 11, if you have a Bible. First of all, we'll be reading from Genesis chapter 25. And when you finish singing Happy Birthday to Me, no one cried out, speech, speech, but you're having one anyway. And for whoever did the cupcakes, thank you very much. They look really good. I'll enjoy all of them later. So, Genesis chapter 25, reading from verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward, unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 175 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. Now over to Hebrews chapter 11. If you remember, it's the gallery of those who lived and the Lord recognized their faith. So chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received a promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten Son. May God bless the reading of his word. These verses record the end in chapter 25. They record an end of a truly great life. Abraham was taken from amongst pagan people and made the father of the faithful. He was taught the harsh lessons of faith and obedience, and he suffered for God and also enjoyed the best that God had to offer.